Over the last 40 years, I've been back in prison 10 times. It's purely my addiction that continue to bring me back to prison. I will be out there in April. If you ask me if this can be your last time, I would say this will be my last time. Can you believe that? I'm doing my best. And if I tell you I want to change, will you believe me?
So this is before, where most of the inmates come in towards the tail end. They will come here to go through this slew of programs. All these programs serve only one aim for inmates, not to come back. And it is my duty and also my office's duty to really to empathize and really to work what is the best solution to smooth the re-entry to society.
We have got cabinets made for seven. We have hangers sufficient to hang all our wet items. And over here is the two toilets. There's room for everyone to share. At times when I'm free, I do some origami. You can see there are three cranes here. It's not allowed here. You tear it down when you come in, then you build it up again. They are sort of like paper pets to me, and I give them names, happy, 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 so they are very happy. So every time I lay down, I can always look up and I see all the tails wagging. It gave me kind of sort of a therapy. In 2000, my wife divorced me, not because of the sentence, but because of my repeated offences, my addiction especially. I'm seeking forgiveness and I'm trying to be as failure as possible. Hi, Ma. Okay, bo, chulai.
Okay.
Okay. Wateng la liao. Li tui wai hi bang si anna kwan. And she was saying, this visit card, I do not want to have them anymore. And that may be the last time.
Chief Dean, can you unlock for me? Polim, you have an integrated criminogenic program.
Okay.
So you can proceed down now.
Now I would like to move on to the very last part of today's session. What are your thoughts about changing this time around when you go out in the near future?
I think it's a kind of numbers kind of thing. Well, it's for a lot of years. So I wouldn't say that there's much to actually spell success. I don't have a good qualification also. My education level is low. Coming in and out of prison, you can't say that you've actually worked. So, no job experience, no good qualification, frail and elderly, there will be limitation of employers and jobs out there. That's the reality of things.
I'm very excited about to live here and feel nervous because I'm facing the community outside
and how is my doing outside for my job and for my character, everything.
Changing this time is I feel emotional. You feel uncertainty about the future. Really, the truth I say, I'm not so sure about how I feel outside, but I will make it, I guess. And my parting words for everyone is, don't lose hope. As I say this, I'm advising myself too. Because we are not perfect. This world is not perfect.
So I think progress is more important than how I feel about changing this time.
But what if I come back? What if I don't come back? Does that make me a better person?